like to remind all of our listeners that the opinions of individual shows or DJs do not necessarily reflect those of NBR Radio. Please keep in mind this is entertainment and intended for the listener with a sense of humor.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
There's a lot of non-profit organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
That could be my favorite show of all time.
You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're in the business to make dreams come true. I just want to say, you know, thank you to all the vets out there.
The Ace Train Show.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome!
You ain't seen nothing yet!
Alright, brought to you by NBR Radio and played across the world on stations like AFN. None other, you're listening to another edition of the H-Train Show, broadcasting from Railhead Station Studios. Here in colorful Colorado, we here have one mission, and that's to show there are more programs beyond the VA. My name's H Train, and in studio, my guest co-host, Mike.
Hey.
And Mike is supposed to say thanks for joining us, but I'll go ahead since we're time crunching.
Oh, my bad.
That's all right. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that there are a number of ways you can hear us. Visit us on the Facebook page for more details. The H-Train Show. Literally no spaces or anything like that. At any time, if you'd like to chime in, you might do so at mbradio.us. That's the website, of course. For you civilians, that's Mike Bravo Radio.us. And if you would like to call in or text, the phone number is still vital, 720-330-8383. That is powered by Freedom Pop. Unleash your phone, unleash your minutes. So without further ado, we're going to get started. Mike, how are you, man?
Oh, you know, traffic in Denver. Need I say any more?
Yeah, and it looks like you've got the same issue that I do, and that issue is leaving yourself enough time to live through the day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So yesterday we recorded our one of our shows, and today, unfortunately, we just don't have as much time as we do yesterday. So that's all right. We got a great show planned for you today. Our nonprofit of the week is Music for Vets. We're gonna find out what they're doing with veterans and what they continue doing for our soldiers abroad. So hopefully you like that, and we'll do a couple of music breaks, and Mike, he's just going to step out of the studio momentarily, but he'll be back for the clearing the air segment and stuff like that. So without further ado, we're going to go on that first music break. We got an oldie, but a goodie. Stay with us. You're listening to the Ace Train Show here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio with a reason.
Getting in it, I'm not in it to win it, and there's a thousand ways you can skin it. My feet have been on the floor flat like an idle singer. Remember Winger, I digress. I confess you are the best thing in my life. But I'm afraid when I hear stories about husband and wife, there's no happy endings, no Henry Lee. But you are the greatest thing about me. It's love. To loving you, and you're addicted to my love too. We can be them two birds of a feather that flock together. Love, love, got to have something to keep us together. Love, love, that's enough for me. Took a loan on a house I own. Can't be a queen bee without a bee throne. I wanna buy you everything except cologne, cause it's poison. We can travel to Spain where the rain falls mainly on the plain. Sounds insane, cause it is. We can laugh, we can sing, have 10 kids and give them everything. Hold our cell phones up in the air and just be glad that we made it here alive. On a spinning ball in the middle of space, I love you from your toes to your face. It's love. Addicted to loving you, and you're addicted to my love too. We can be them two birds of a feather that flock together. Love, love, got to have something to keep us together. Love, love, that's enough for you. You keep moving, I won't ask where you've been, cause everybody has a past. When we're getting out of bed, I'm usually getting in it. I'm not in it to win it, I'm in it for you. If it's love, and we're two birds of a feather, then the rest is just whatever. To loving you, and you're addicted to my love too. We can be them two birds of a feather that flock together. Love, love, got to have something to keep us together. Love, love, got to have something to keep us together. Love, love, that's enough for me.
In me, every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 magic.
Blow your mind. Pick a verse, any verse. I hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer. How about you with the eyes? Come on down to the front, stand right here and don't be shy. I have you time traveling, have your mind babbling. People trying to inherit the skills, so they asking it. Even David Blaine had to go and take some classes in. I see mind freak like, what's up, man? What's happening? So come on, come on, and see the show tonight. What better be astounding? No ghost or poltergeist. You know I'm no Pinocchio, I never told a lie. So call me Mr. Magic Man, I float on cloud nine.
I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold. grind. Stay on the road, so I call my mama when I got time. I hit the stage, go insane, and jump into that crowd. See when I rhyme, I flow, wanna beat like da-da-da. See, I deceive you with my intergalactic ether. I sing just like Aretha, so respect me like I'm Caesar. I kick it like Adidas, flowing, stick it like adhesive. Be cautious, cause what I be gonna leave you with amnesia. I break all the rules like Evo Knievel. It's a spectacular show, cause my heart pumps diesel. So whatever you saying, it don't entertain my ego. I do this every day, hocus pocus is my stilo.
I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I talk, soundtrack, it turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold.
Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the flow, the girls come snapping at me. Everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 magic.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days, when the mama sang us to sleep but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days, when the mama sang us to sleep but now we're stressed out.
A certain smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days, when the mama sang us to sleep but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days, when the mama sang us to sleep but now we're stressed out.
Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space but now they're laughing at their face, saying wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. We used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space but now they're laughing at their face, saying wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days, when the mama sang us to sleep but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days, when the mama sang us to sleep but now we're stressed out.
We used to play pretend, used to play pretend money. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
This is Chrissy Honeywell. I'm the president and CEO of Operation Paperback, recycled reading for our military, and you are listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining. We're back, everyone. Hope everybody is enjoying their week. Thank God it's the weekend, right? Well, I tell you what, we have another nonprofit. It's one of our last nonprofits, believe it or not. This is actually going to be our last live show until fall break. Don't you feel loved when I say that? So
thank you.
I'm gonna let you introduce yourself since I can't pronounce your name. But the nonprofit of the week that we got here today, folks, is Music for Vets, a great nonprofit, and we're just waiting for you to rock us out of our socks.
Well, thank you. My name is Deidre Stevens, and I am the founder of Music for Vets, which is a program of a charity called Music for More. And our mission is that we recycle musical instruments that we get out to music therapy programs for veterans across the United States.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, you know, there's so many programs out there that kind of do the same thing, but just like the VA, I find that it's getting overran. You know, we don't exactly have only 20 soldiers. We have like over 500,000 soldiers coming back injured. So programs like this, you know, it really helps the program to its left and it really helps the program to its right. And, you know, in a nutshell, if you'd like to tell us a little bit about yourself and what your program does, how does it help our veterans? I'm going to let you take the floor on that one.
Okay. Well, our charity, Music for More, was actually founded in 2007. So we're getting pre-fed that next year we're going to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary. And we were founded because we started working with school music programs to recycle instruments to music programs for primarily elementary, middle school, sometimes high school students. And then in 2012, we had an opportunity and we saw a growing need and request from hospitals and VA hospitals specifically that were trying to get some sort of music therapy program started, or some of them had a music therapist and they were on the search for instruments. And so we just happened to have some grant money and a couple sponsors come along. And so we kicked off the program in 2012 with a 14-city tour with a band called Trees and Salvage Company. And we put them on the road with us, and we toured the VA hospitals and different programs that were doing music therapy, primarily between Texas and New York, because we're based out of Baltimore. So we were mainly on the East Coast. But during that tour, we donated about 150 instruments to different programs that were getting started. And we usually work with, like I said, VA hospitals or programs that are already existing that have like a music therapist or have a music teacher in place, and they're looking for resources and instruments that they can either provide to the veterans or that they can keep as part of the program that numerous people can share while they're in there for the class.
Okay, so you said you was based out of Baltimore. You got to ask. Mm-hmm. Everybody's thinking this, especially since we're based out of Denver, Colorado here. Are you a Baltimore Ravens fan?
I am.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The waters are going to get high.
What's worse is I grew up in right outside of Cleveland. So I grew up a Browns fan, and then I turned on everyone and became a Ravens fan. It's just awful.
Okay, well, I won't blame you for that. I would
have a problem.
I'm more of a baseball fan than a football fan, so don't hold it against me too much. I've only been to a couple games.
Not a problem.
15 years since I lived here.
Not a problem. I stink at baseball, especially baseball watching. I've been told that I don't like baseball because I'm not a very patient man, and I think they might be right. It's almost as bad as, you know,
I feel the need,
you know, hitting golf. You know, you hit the ball and then you run after it. At least baseball and basketball, there's somebody there to grab the ball for you. We look like idiots there walking into a hole all the time. But that's awesome that you're doing this. That's awesome that you're getting these veterans, you know, something to work with their hands, something to keep their mind off stuff that, you know, it's just, it's really hard for us just to disconnect. It's not as easy as some think. I usually give the example, if you're in a car wreck, chances of you driving, that if it's a really bad wreck to put you in the hospital, chances of you getting back behind the wheel within a month are slim to none, because it takes that much time to disconnect. Just think of how much it would take for a soldier if he's constantly being, you know, drilled with all the stuff that he's going through on these deployments. So this is really great that you're doing this. And for me as a veteran, I just want to say thank you, because that's the one of the first things that I came back, I wanted to do, was learn to play guitar. I might stink at it, you know. My wife always comes to me and she says, Are you going to learn how to play a love song for me? I'm like, Cassie, I can't even play my Mary Had a Little Lamb yet, not alone a long love song yet. So I really appreciate
it. Well, it's funny you said that, because we're getting ready to launch kind of a test program in January, because we wanted to try to find a way to expand our program. And we do actually get a lot of requests from veterans that are kind of in that space where they're not necessarily in the hospital, they may be home, and they're just kind of looking for something to connect with or to build a community through, or just pick up a new hobby to kind of keep their creativity or their brain, you know, active and doing something. And so they'll reach out to us and ask for an instrument because they want to learn how to play guitar. And we don't really have a structure for that to just donate to random individuals that contact us. So in January, we're going to start working with one of our local music stores here in one of the suburbs of Baltimore. And we're going to choose a few veterans that can kind of start this pilot program that will get into lessons. And so they'll be able to qualify to teach so many lessons. And if they show up and they stick with the lessons and they want to keep going, then we'll continue on with the lessons and we'll work it out so that they have an instrument to play, or we'll rent them an instrument. So provided that program goes well, then we hopefully will be expanding it throughout the next year, because the good thing about that program is if it goes the way we hope it goes, then we'll be able to help veterans across the country, because we'll just have to find a local music store or teacher that is willing to offer them the lessons locally, and then we'll make sure they have an instrument provided as long as they're in the structured lessons and showing up and wanting to stick with the program. So we'll be launching our new website in a couple of weeks, and one of the opportunities will be that people can actually adopt a veteran so that they can help make monthly donations that will contribute to getting that veteran in those music lessons. So we may need like two or three people can adopt a veteran so that they can, you know, help cover the cost. Because if they're in weekly lessons or something, it can the price can add up real quick. But that'll be an option if people want to give that as a gift, and if they want to donate to charity for the holidays instead of buying gifts for their friends. They can, you know, participate by donating to our nonprofit and adopt a veteran for their music lessons for 2017.
That's great. That is really great. So you kind of touched up on a little bit. I'm going to give you some more time if you want to elaborate, but, these instruments, how can they donate? Is it on the website? Does it have somewhere?
It is on our website.
Okay.
Yeah. If they're listening and they're in Maryland, we have drop-off locations set up around the state, so they can drop stuff off at different businesses.
Okay.
If they're out of state, they can just mail it to us. And there's a form that they can download on the website that they just need to include in the donation, and then we'll make sure they get a letter for their taxes. We are a 501c3, so it's all tax deductible. At this time, we're not really taking pianos or big keyboards because we just don't get a lot of requests for them, and they're really complicated and expensive to move. We just don't have the funding to be able to get those in and out the way we wish we could. So, but besides that, we take any other instruments. We'll take it pretty much in any shape, because if we can't use it, if it's not in great shape, if it's dented or broken, we'll either use it for parts to fix other pieces that can go back out, or we use some of them as art pieces, and we do art shows a couple times a year, or auction or raffle off the art pieces to raise money to fix the instruments that we can't get back into the community.
All right, awesome. That's really great. I'm going to give you the
awesome,
the Chris Farley awesome button there for a second. So we're running out of time, and
okay.
this is what I call your time to shine time. And this is, if there's anything that you would like to make sure that the listeners hear, because, you know, when I go through this, if I have to cut stuff up or anything like that, you know, I have this added bonus stuff that I can always switch over, you know, to either the front or the back of the interview, have Maddie. But could you please give our listeners, once again, your website address and any information you'd like to give at this time, and elaborate to the listeners one thing you'd like them to take from this interview?
Okay. Our website is musicformore.org, and that tells you all about our Music for Vets program on there, too. We're actually just getting ready to launch the new site, so hopefully that should be up by early next week. And if people are interested in donating and helping, they can send instruments to us, and all that information is on our website of where to send it to, or they can email us, and I'd be happy to chat with them if they have questions. Or they can donate money, which is always a huge help because it helps us repair instruments, ship instruments to places all around the country. And then we'll be launching our Adopt a Veteran program in time for the holidays. So if they're looking for a unique gift to give someone, they can adopt a veteran in their honor or their name for the holidays. And we will make sure they get music lessons donated to them in 2017.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
This is NPR, saluting those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for their country.
Rock and roll!
All right, everyone. So, great interview with Music for Vets. We're going to get ready and go on a music break. And, yeah, when we come back, we're going to play even more great music. And Clearing the Air, it's coming up next. So stay with us. Do not go away.
While everybody else is getting out of bed, I'm usually getting in it. I'm not in it to win it. And there's a thousand ways you can skin it. My feet have been on the floor flat like an idol singer. Remember Winger, I digress. I confess you are the best thing in my life. But I'm afraid when I hear stories about husbands. that you are the greatest thing about me. It's love. To my love too, we can be them two birds of a feather that flock together. Love, love, got to have something to keep us together. Love, love, that's enough for me. Took a loan on a house I own. Can't be a queen bee without a bee throne. I wanna buy you everything except cologne, cause it's poison. We can travel to Spain where the rain falls mainly on the plane. Sounds insane, cause it is. We can laugh, we can sing, have 10 kids and give them everything. Hold our cell phones up in the air and just be glad that we made it here alive on a spinning ball in the middle of space. I love you from your toes to your face. Yeah, it's love. To loving you, and you're addicted to my love too. We can be them two birds of a feather that flock together. Love, love, got to have something to keep us together. Love, love, that's enough for you. You keep moving, I won't ask where you've been, cause everybody has a past. When we're getting out of bed, I'm usually getting in it. I'm not in it to win it, I'm in it for you. If it's love, and we're two birds of a feather, then the rest is just whatever. To loving you, and you're addicted to my love too. We can be them two birds of a feather that flock together. Love, love, got to have something to keep us together. Love, love, got to have something to keep us together. Love, love, that's enough for me. In me, every time I talk, that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants so blessed of magic, 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 magic.
Your mind. Pick a verse, any verse, I hypnotize you in every line. I'll need a volunteer, how about you with the eyes? Come on down to the front, stay right here and don't be shy. I have you time traveling, have your mind babbling. People trying to inherit the skills, so they asking it. Even David Blaine had to go and take some classes in. I see mind freak like, what's up man, what's happening? So come on, come on, and see the show tonight. Prepare to be astounded, no ghost or poltergeist. You know I'm no Pinocchio, I never told a lie. Call me Mr. Magic Man, I float on cloud nine.
I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold.
Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me.
They be snapping, baby.
Everybody wants a blast of magic, magic, magic.
magic, 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 oh.
We'll take a journey into my mind. You'll see why it's been in my rhyme. Stay on the road, so I call my mama when I got time. I hit the stage, go insane, then jump into that crowd. See when I rhyme, I flow on a beat like da-da-da. See, I deceive you with my intergalactic ether. I sing just like Aretha, so respect me like I'm Caesar. I kick it like Adidas, flow and stick it like adhesive. Be cautious, cause what I be gonna leave you with amnesia. I break all the rules like Evo Knievel. It's a spectacular show, cause my heart pumps diesel. So whatever you saying, it don't entertain my ego. I do this every day, hocus pocus is my stilo.
I got the magic in me,
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I talk, soundtrack, it turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold.
Everybody knows I got the magic in me,
I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the flow, the girls come snapping at me. Everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 oh.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Sometimes a certain smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at their face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. We used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at their face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
We used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
I got the magic in me. Every time
turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 oh.
Blow your mind. Pick a verse, any verse. I hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer. How about you with the eyes? Come on down to the front. Stay right here and don't be shy. I have you time traveling. Have your mind babbling. People trying to inherit the skills, so they asking it. Even David Blaine had to go and take some classes in. I see mind freak like, what's up, man? What's happening? So come on, come on and see the show tonight. Prepare to be astounded. No ghost or poltergeist. You know I'm no Pinocchio. I never told a lie. So call me Mr. Magic Man, I float on cloud nine.
I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold.
Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 oh.
Journey into my mind, and you'll see why it's been in my rhyme. Stay on the road, so I call my mama when I got time. I hit the stage, go insane, and jump into that crowd. See when I arrive, I flow on a beat like put it out. See, I deceive you with my intergalactic ether. I sing just like Aretha, so respect me like I'm Caesar. I kick it like Adidas, flow and stick it like adhesive. Be cautious, cause what I be gonna leave you with amnesia. I break out the rules like Evo Knievel. It's a spectacular show, cause my heart pumps diesel. So whatever you saying, it don't entertain my ego. I do this every day, hocus pocus is my stilo.
I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold.
Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 oh.
Elizabeth Lumpkin, the founder of Operation Destination Homebound, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. Once again, you're listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, Radio with a Reason, and we had a good interview with Music for Vets. If you missed that interview, you can check on our Facebook page and most definitely go to our website, MB Radio. That's Mike Bravo Radio.us, and you can listen to our podcast. In fact, you can subscribe to our podcast. Help us feel good about ourselves. So. Mike is back in the studio, Mike. So,
yeah, man.
What did you think, man?
Oh, what don't I think about?
Yeah, Mike's a little tired. I've got him over here doing some stuff, but it's that time, Mike.
I know.
It is Clearing the Air.
Clearing the Air is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedoms cannot.
She's gone from suck to blow.
Second boy, say that to my face.
All right, Mike, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go first.
Right on, man.
And you can hit it.
All right, so Am I clearing the air? Man, I'm hoping they legalize marijuana, like, immediately, so people can go back to where they came from.
I know that you have. I was getting ready to say, man, I know you got TBI, but I was going to give you a review that marijuana is legal in the state, but I see what you're saying. I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, the traffic here, man. My GPS says it takes me 30 minutes to get from the VA to your house.
Okay, so what GPS are you using, though?
The Garmin.
Okay, so before you leave here, I'm going to teach you the GPS Waze. And if you don't know, listeners, about Waze, it doesn't give you like a pattern like Garmin does. It will tell you what highways not to go through because of traffic. So maybe that might solve some of your issues because, dude, I can't deal with traffic. I hate traffic.
Yeah, it's gotten so bad here. I need a machine gun set up on the front of the truck and just take off.
Yeah.
You need a machine gun button.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We got the punch button, but yeah.
You need the Gatling gun.
why don't you be our sound effects guy, Mike?
Right?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well. Anyways, that's over. All right. So hit the train. All right, so my clearing the air. How do I put this? When you have a person that defriends you on Facebook, gets like an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you don't want to see them go, let them go. Because if they defriended you or if you're not connected, there's a reason why. And they're only reconnecting with you because you caught them red-handed. My thing is, tell me, Mike, would you be more... Would it make a difference if you found out somebody defriended you because they say, hey, Mike, we don't talk anymore. I'm going to disconnect from you rather than you finding out, oh, I pissed them off. Oh, okay, news to me. Which one would go easy? Kind of like, you know, if you ass rape somebody, it's better to use KY jelly than CLP.
You would hope.
You know? Which one would be better? Just cutting ties, or would it be better for them to say, hey, Mike, you know what? I don't like your depressing quotes, so I'm gonna cut you off for a while. Which one would be better for you?
Yeah, just let me know. I mean, you know, I mean that's the thing about it, you know, don't just cut me off.
Right.
That's like in traffic, you get cut off.
Yeah, and I almost like when I see somebody defriend me, it's not to the point where I want them to know why they defriended me. It's to the point where did you defriend me or did Facebook do it on its own? I hear that so many times. Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, everybody, I have a friend that I've had since year 2009. If somebody defriends you, that's them. Facebook ain't doing nothing because Facebook, you can copy and paste whatever you want. Facebook don't give a shit.
Exactly.
Hit it. All right, so we're gonna go on a music break, and when we come back, It's a 2-minute warning. So stay with us. Don't go away, everybody.
Kathy Hewitt from Just Our Soldiers Helpers, and you are listening to the H Train Show.
All right, and we are back, and I hope you guys had as much fun as I did, and Mike, I love it when you come in and help and stuff. Mike is still a guest co-host because he lives out of BFE, so he can't always make it. But so, Mike, it is that time. It is the 2-minute warning.
We're coming up in the 2-minute warning.
And the 2-minute warning is brought to you by Common Ground Golf Course here in Aurora, Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches. If you play golf or you know somebody that plays golf, perfect place to go. Because very rarely, I don't know if you play golf or not, but very rarely, Mike, is there a par 3 course on the golf course, and they have one. So that's the big thing, especially if you want to play golf.
Oh, yeah.
You want to work on the short game, or if you want to play golf and you just don't have, you know, 5 hours to kill, you only have an hour. It's perfect. So, all right, Mike, I'll let you go first. What did you learn today?
Oh man, that music for the troops. That's an awesome gig. Like, I can't wait until they get it to where we can use it inside our own homes, you know, for.
Yeah, and I saw a status of your not too long ago. Like, you're even thinking about starting guitar yourself.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's one dream of mine. I mean, you know, I've played golf, but I hit them to see if there were landmines out in the field, you know. But, you know, I've tried a few different things since I've been out to try to work on my PTSD and stuff like that. But I've always wanted to learn guitar.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That really is. And I bought my guitar, so I kind of missed the train on that one. But, yeah. So, all right. Hit it. So what I learned today is Mike is totally technical out of it. Here's a guy that knows everything you can think of when it comes to like photos and stuff like that. And, you know, I honestly thought there for a while that you wasn't in it, you know, you just let it slip mine or, you know, kind of lazy. And now I know it's not you're being lazy. You don't know how to do it because you're so untechnical. We're trying to get him into WordPress so that he can write these summaries. And you're like, this doesn't, where do I sign in? I'm like, dude, you're not even on the admin page. So I'm having to teach him WordPress. So that's what I learned today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like learning ancient Egypt.
Oh, don't worry, man. Don't worry. I will teach you. Hit it! All right, everyone. We hope you enjoyed today's show. We know that we sure did, and we hope that you come back and you visit us again so that you can help us out, so that we can spread the news even more that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's Ace Train, Mike's our co-host for today. And when next week we get to go on a remote, Mike, you're not going to be there, but my friend Battle Buddy Kirtner is going to be there. Next week, we're going to learn about Tee It Up for the Troops. Nice. Talking about golf, right?
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us right here on the Ace Train Show. Here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio with a reason.